Jeremiah, chapter 48. Of Moab. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Woe to Nebo! For it is laid waste, Kiriathaim is put to shame, it is taken, Misgab is put to shame and broken down. The praise of Moab is no more, in Heshbon they have devised evil against her, come, and let us cut her off from being a nation. You also, O madmen, will be brought to silence, the sword will pursue you. The sound of a cry from Horonaim, desolation and great destruction. Moab is destroyed, they caused a cry to be heard as far as Zoar. For by the ascent of Luhith with continual weeping they will go up, for at the descent of Horonaim they have heard the distress of the cry of destruction. Flee, save your souls, and be like a juniper in the wilderness. For, because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, you also will be taken, and Chemosh will go forth into captivity, his priests and his princes together. And the destroyer will come upon every city, and no city will escape, the valley also will perish, and the plain will be destroyed, as Yahweh has spoken. Give wings to Moab, that she may fly and get away, and her cities will become a desolation, without any to dwell in them. Cursed be he who does the work of Yahweh negligently, and cursed be he who keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees, and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither has he gone into captivity, therefore his taste remains in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, look, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will send to him those who pour off, and they will pour him off, and they will empty his vessels, and break their bottles in pieces. And Moab will be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Beth-El their confidence. How do you say, we are mighty men, and valiant men for the war? Moab is laid waste, and they have gone up into his cities, and his chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hurries fast. All you who are round about him, bemoan him, and all you who know his name, say, How is the strong staff broken, the beautiful rod? O you daughter who dwells in Dibon, come down from your glory, and sit in thirst, for the destroyer of Moab has come up against you, he has destroyed your strongholds. O inhabitant of Aroer, stand by the way, and watch, ask him who flees, and her who escapes, say, What has been done? Moab is put to shame, for it is broken down, wail and cry, tell it by the Arnon, that Moab is laid waste. And judgment has come upon the plain country, on Holon, and on Jaza, and on Mephath. And on Dibon, and on Nebo, and on Beth Diblathaim. And on Kiriathaim, and on Beth Gamel, and on Beth Meon. And on Kerioth, and on Bozra, and on all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says Yahweh, make him drunk, for he magnified himself against Yahweh, and Moab will wallow in his vomit, and he also will be in derision. For wasn't Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For as often as you speak of him, you wag the head. O you inhabitants of Moab, leave the cities, and stay in the rock, and be like the dove that makes her nest over the mouth of the abyss. We have heard of the pride of Moab, that he is very proud, his loftiness, and his pride, and his arrogance, and the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says Yahweh, that it is nothing, his boastings have wrought nothing. Therefore I will wail for Moab, yes, I will cry out for all Moab, for the men of Kir hears they will mourn. With more than the weeping of Jazer I will weep for you, O vine of Sibmah, your branches passed over the sea, they reached even to the sea of Jazer, on your summer fruits and on your vintage the destroyer has fallen. And gladness and joy is taken away from the fruitful field and from the land of Moab, and I have caused wine to cease from the winepresses, none will tread with shouting, the shouting will be no shouting. From the cry of Heshbon even to Elealeh, even to Jahaz they have uttered their voice, from Zoar even to Horonaim, to Eglath-Shelishiah, for the waters of Nimrim also will become desolate. Moreover I will cause to cease in Moab, says Yahweh, him who offers in the high place, and him who burns incense to his gods. Therefore my heart sounds for Moab like pipes, and my heart sounds like pipes for the men of Kir hears, therefore the abundance that he has gotten has perished. For every head is bald, and every beard clipped, on all the hands are cuttings, and on the loins sackcloth. On all the housetops of Moab and in its streets there is lamentation everywhere, for I have broken Moab like a vessel in which none delights, says Yahweh. How it is broken down! How they wail! How Moab has turned the back with shame! So will Moab become a derision and a terror to all who are round about him. For thus says Yahweh, look, he will fly as an eagle, and will spread out his wings against Moab. Kerioth is taken, and the strongholds are seized, and the heart of the mighty men of Moab at that day will be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. And Moab will be destroyed from being a people, because he has magnified himself against Yahweh. Fear, and the pit, and the snare, are on you, O inhabitant of Moab, says Yahweh. He who flees from the fear will fall into the pit, and he who gets up out of the pit will be taken in the snare, for I will bring on Moab the year of their visitation, says Yahweh. Those who fled stand without strength under the shadow of Heshbon, for a fire has gone forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and has devoured the corner of Moab, and the top of the head of the tumultuous ones. Woe to you, O Moab! The people of Chemosh is undone, for your sons are taken away captive, and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will bring back the captivity of Moab in the latter days, says Yahweh. Thus far is the judgment of Moab.